The principal chief of the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians says both primary party presidential candidates are pandering to another tribe in North Carolina in the final days of the election. President Donald Trump joined Democratic nominee Joe Biden this week in supporting a bill that would give the Lumbee tribe full federal recognition. Eastern Band Principal Chief Richard Sneed calls that a play for votes in the crucial battleground state of North Carolina.
The whole thing's been politicized, so it's essentially like federal recognition is for sale for votes.
The Lumbee are based in Robeson County and have been fighting for full recognition since the federal government process was established in 1978. There are about 55,000 members of the tribe. The U.S. Supreme Court first officially recognized the sovereign status of Native American tribes in the 1830s. But so far, the Lumbee have only received partial federal recognition, a status that does not come with any federal benefits, such as inclusion in Bureau of Indian Affairs services or the opportunity to open a casino. Sneed believes the Lumbee need to respect the official process which verifies a tribe's status. He balks at any claims that this position is related to competition for the Eastern Band's two casinos, currently the only two in North Carolina.
As far as it goes with the Lumbee, that it's a non-issue. From a market share perspective, they're a non-issue. They're too far away. It's a straw man argument.
It's about 300 miles from the Quala boundary in western North Carolina to Pembroke, where the Lumbee are based. The Eastern Band is currently involved in a legal battle against a new casino being built much closer in the Charlotte suburbs by the South Carolina-based Catawba tribe. Sneed says their fight against that deal is with the Federal Department of the Interior, not the Catawba.
The real argument is what we have filed in federal court, is that the Department of Interior acted outside of its authority when it took that land into trust.
The Catawba broke ground on that casino earlier this summer, even though the legal battle over it still continues. I'm Lily Knepp, BPR News.